Okay, we're beginning here in the middle of Chaf Ched and Aleph by the two dots. Gemara is quoting the Mishnah Tnan. Haita achat mehen asura ala echad isur erva, asur ba umutar ba'achota, ve'hasheni asur b'shtehen. So in the case of our Mishnah where you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, then the two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda. Both Levi and Yehuda are precluded from performing Yibum with these women because they are Achot Zekukato through the Zika, or according to the other opinion, because of the fear of being Mevato Mitzvah Yivamim. We do not allow them to perform Yibum over here, but rather only Chalitza. But in an instance where Levi is related to one of these two women, let's say, for instance, Rachel and Leah, the two sisters that are married to Reuven and Shimon, if Levi is related to one of those women with an Iser Erva, then that woman is out of the picture in terms of Yibum for Levi. Since she's out of the picture, then the other woman is no longer Achot Zekukato, since he has no ability to perform Yibum with this woman. This woman is not even in the parsha of Yibum for him. That leaves him only the other woman as being a viable candidate for Yibum. So in the instance where it's Rachel and Leah, they're married to Reuven and Shimon, and Levi is related to Rachel as an Iser Erva, then in that instance, Levi can only perform Yibum or Chalitza with Leah, and he will be permitted to perform Yibum or Chalitza with Leah. On the other hand, Yehuda, who has the opportunity to perform Yibum with both of these women, they both remain Achot Zekukato, and because of that, he can't perform Yibum with either of the women. He has to perform Chalitza with one or both of the women. So now, the Gemara asks about this. So the Gemara now says, Sakadatcho, I would have thought, the Nafla Chamato Tchila, that the instance here is where it's a son-in-law and mother-in-law. So for instance, the case is where that Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. In that instance, Levi, of course, is precluded from performing Yibum with his mother-in-law, Rachel. And he'll only be able to perform Yibum with Leah. So let us assume that the scenario here is where Reuven passes away. Reuven, who's married to Rachel, passes away. And now Rachel is available both to Levi and Yehuda. She can't have Yibum with Levi because she is his mother-in-law. Therefore, she's only available to Yehuda. In the interim, before anyone takes action, Shimon also passes away. And then her sister Leah follows to Levi and Yehuda. Now, as far as Levi is concerned, he can perform Yibum with Leah, but he cannot perform Yibum with Rachel because she is his mother-in-law. And for Yehuda, he can perform Yibum with either of the women, Rachel and Leah. So our assumption is that the one that is the Erva came into the position of Yibum first, and then the other woman, her sister, fell into the position of Yibum after that. So now the Gemara says, if we do say that the chamoto nafla techila, v'amai, why is the din this way? Leku chatan liyabem hach deino chamoto. Let the son-in-law, meaning Levi in our instance, perform Yibum with Leah, his only option over there, and he doesn't have a problem of a achot zekukato. Bereisha, let him act first. Then, once he's done that, he now has left over Rachel as the only Yivama. And vis-a-vis Yehuda, he only has one Yivama he's looking at, and now she's not a Achot Zekukato because her sister's already been taken by Levi. Tavi Chamuto Legabe Yidach, and Chamuto Rachel, who is Levi's mother-in-law, should be in Yehuda's situation, a Yivama Shehutra, because when she first fell, she was available to Yehuda. V'nesra. Then she became Asura when her sister Leah also became a candidate for Yibum. V'chazra v'hutra. And then after Levi performs Yibum with Leah, Rachel goes back to that original status of being Muteret to Yehuda. So Tachzor lehetera arishon. She should go back to her original status of being Muteret. And Yehuda should be able to perform Yibum in this instance. Samra Papa. So the obvious answer to the question is, the Gemara said, Salkadatcho, we would have thought. So Rav Papa says what you thought was wrong. Kigon de naflahach deino chamuto bereisha. The situation here is where it was the other sister that fell first. Leah fell first, and Leah was asura on both of them. Then afterwards, Rachel comes to the possibility of being a yivama for Levi and Yehuda, and there she is only available to Yehuda, not to Levi, because she is Levi's mother-in-law. In that instance, it won't help you because if Levi goes ahead and performs Yibum with Leah, because he's restricted to Rachel, and therefore he doesn't have only one choice over here, at that point in time, now he releases Rachel from the Zika of Achot Zekukato and should be made available to Yehuda. It's not the case, because when she originally fell over here to Yehuda, at that moment she was Achot Zekukato. So she was Asura, and now she becomes Muteret. But since she was Asura up front, she can't become Muteret later on. It's only an instance where she was Muteret up front. Can she become Muteret in the end? And therefore, our fear here is of the other situation, the situation in which the Chamuto falls second and not first, and that's how we'll have to set up our Mishnah, so it's not a question on Rabbi Yochanan's position from yesterday's daf, that when the second one passes away, he can perform even with the first one because she was the Hetera in the beginning. So we'll set up in a case where there was no Hetera in the beginning. Now, for Rav, who says that in either circumstance, whether it's Meita Rishon or Meita Shnia, you can perform Yibum, then over here, it doesn't matter whether Chamuto was first or second. He should be able to perform Yibum over here once the other Yivama is taken out of the picture. So Tosafot over here says that Rav doesn't hold of Zika. And so the problem is actually being Mevatel Mitzvah Yivamim, the possibility that we might lose out on performing Mitzvah of Yibum with the second woman if the second brother passes away. And the first brother's already performed Yibum. So there we said that it doesn't really matter about the order because we're gozer atu. Even though in the circumstance where had he performed chalitza with the first woman, technically the second brother could perform yibum with the second woman, we don't do that because of the possibility of the reverse, where the first one performs yibum, and then we have a possibility that the second one passes away and we're mevatel mitzvah yivamim. So we don't let it happen in either direction. That's how we'll have to answer this question for Rav. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, after we've described these cases, we said, what happens in Kadmuva Kansu? They went ahead and, either according to Rashi, they didn't come to Beit Din and ask, and they just went ahead and acted, or the other possibility that they did ask Beit Din and ignored it, and went ahead and married these women. Levi married Rachel, and Yehuda married Leah, Achot Zekukato, and they did not pay attention or heed to this problem of the Issur D'Rabbanan. So Belezer says that Beit Shammai Omrim, Yikaimu, that they can keep them. So Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Mer Beit Shammai Omrim Yikaimu, that they can stay married. Ubeit Hillel Omrim Yotziu, that they have to get divorced, they have to remove these women. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yikaimu, that they are allowed to stay married. Abba Shaul Omer Kal Haya Lehem the Beit Hillel, that Beit Hillel were actually the Kula over here. The Dover Zesh, Beit Shammai Omrim Yotziu, Beit Shammai says that you divorced them, Beit Hillel Omrim Yikaimu. And Beit Hillel says that you're allowed to keep them. Now, why he phrased it as Kal Hayal Lehem the Beit Hillel, he needs to argue because, in general, Beit Hillel are the Kula, and that's what he's stating over here, that this is another instance in which Beit Hillel is the Kula and not the Chumra. Or, according to the Yerushalmi, Beit Hillel themselves actually think that it's Kimat Mutar Lechatchila, it's just there's some Isur Kal that we don't allow them to stay married, but it's really not a serious Isur over here. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon Keman, who does Rabbi Shimon hold like? Now technically Rabbi Shimon's a Tano, and he could argue, but the problem is that the argument is between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Rabbi Shimon is way after Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. He's not a peer of theirs, and therefore we wouldn't expect him to be arguing on Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. So now we want to understand, Ika Beit Shammai, if he holds like Beit Shammai, I knew Rabbi Eliezer. Then when he says Yikaimu, he's saying that in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that that's what Beit Shammai says. Ika Beit Hillel, if he holds like Beit Hillel, Hainu Abba Shaul, if he thinks Yikaimu is the position of Beit Hillel, then he's holding like Abba Shaul, says that's Beit Hillel's position. So Achi Gamar, Lo Nechlegu Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel B'davar Zeh. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. There is no Machaloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai over here. Everybody says Yikaimu, that these women can stay married in this instance. And according to Rabbi Shimon over here, there's no problem of Achot Zekukato, which should free the women completely, like he says in the upcoming Mishnah, because over here, it's a case of Shnei Yivamim. And since it's Shnei Yivamim, we don't have the Pasuk that we're going to darshan in tomorrow's daf, which is Isha l'chuta lo dekach l'tzror, v'sha'a sh'nasu tzarot, zulazul lo yelecha l'kuchim afil b'chat man. That's only when there's a single Yabam looking at two sisters, or Achot Zekukato. There he doesn't have any relationship with either of them, they both go free. But when you have two Yivamim and two Yivamot, in that instance, we do not invoke that principle of Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon over here says Yikaimu, as opposed to in the upcoming Mishnah, where he says they can go free without anything, meaning that they're not even up for Yibum. Now, hayta achat mehem. If one of them is an erva, then he can perform yibum or chalitza with the other sister, whereas the other party has to perform chalitza only with the parties over here. So again, in this same instance that we've spoken about before, Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters Rachel and Leah, and they both pass away, and Rachel and Leah now fall to Levi and Yehuda. Levi has a relationship of erva, an iser erva with Rachel. Therefore, he has one option, that is to perform yibum with Leah, and it's mutar for him to perform yibum with Leah. On the other hand, for Yehuda, where both women are available to him, and they are achot zukukato, in that instance, we would say that the second party, Yehuda, is restricted to both of them, and he can only perform chalitza with them, and he may not perform yibum. Rashi says, ha tanina chada zimna. Okay, it's very nice that it's mentioned in our Mishnah here, but it was already mentioned in a Mishnah in the second parak on Daf Chof that we saw. Achuta, kishi yivimta, okoletzit, omitya bemet. In instant kids, when you have achot zukukato, which is a problem with the Rabbanan, we say, choletzit, omitya bemet. That there is an opportunity to perform chalitza or yibum if one of these women is an erva to him. So in an instance where there's only Levi here, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, then Reuben and Shimon passed away, and now Rachel and Leah both fall to Levi. But Levi has an iser erva relationship with Rachel, then he can go ahead and perform yibum with Leah, and he has to do nothing vis-a-vis Rachel. So we already have that from the Mishnah on Daf Chof in the second parak, where it said, Tzricha, diyesh minan hotam, because if you only mentioned him the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, then Mishum Delega L'Migzor Mishum Sheni. Over there, there's only one Yabam. As I described it, it was only Reuben and Shimon and Levi. Levi was the only Yabam, and then both women fell to him. So therefore, there's only dealing with Levi. But of Al-Hocha, in our instance, in the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak, Diga L'Migzor Mishum Sheni, over there, there are four brothers, two Yivamim. There is Yehuda and Levi that are available to be Miyabim. So now what we're going to say, okay, Levi is permitted to perform Yibum with Leah. That might cause a problem because you might think now that Yehuda also can perform Yibum, and that's not true. Only Levi can perform Yibum, Yehuda cannot. So that's why we have to bring it over here to teach you that Chiddush. When there are two brothers, Erva still allows the one brother that is affected by that Erva to marry the other sister, since he only has one of the two Yivamot that he is permitted to perform Yibum with. So that's what the Gemara says here. If I just had the first parak, I would have thought, like the Migzor Mishum Sheni, of Al-Hocha, where we have two brothers, Diga and Migzor Mishum Sheni, Emalo, he would say that neither of them can perform Yibum over here, because if we let Levi perform Yibum, maybe Yehuda will come and perform Yibum. Vishmion in Hocha, if you only told us the case where there are two Yivamim, then Mishum Diga Sheni, Daka Muchach. The reason I allow this to go through is because I have the second party that proves that Achut Zukukato is a problem. So when I had Levi go ahead and marry one of the women, that's because of the Iser Erva. But we're not going to think then that Achot Zukukato is Muteret, because you have Yehuda, who still cannot marry either of the women. He can only perform Chalitza. And he'll uphold that Iser of Achot Zukukato, or make it obvious that that's the case. Of Ahotam, in the first parak, when there's only one Yavam over there, Teleka Sheni, aim alo. Maybe he would not be permitted to form Yibum with one of the women, because then it'll look like Achot Zukukato doesn't matter. Even though one of them is an erva, but people won't know that, and they'll think of Achot Zukukato is Muteret. Along comes that Mishnah to tell us no. In that case, he can marry the woman that is not Usur B'Isur Erva. So the Gemara says there's a Chiddush in each of these two Mishnayot, one dealing with a single Yavam, and one dealing with two Yavamin. And the case with the single Yavam, Chiddush is that even though we don't have a second party to reinforce the Isur of Achot Zukukato, we still allow him to marry the non-erva Yavama. And over here in our case, the Chiddush is, even though you have two Yivamim, and there's a risk that if we let the first one perform Yibum with the woman that's not an Erva to him, then the second one, who has no relationship of Erva over here, might come to perform Yibum with the other woman. And so maybe we should preclude the first from performing Yibum. The answer is no. Kamash Malon, that in both of these cases, Tzricha, we need these Mishnayot to teach us that in both of the instances, we allow the one who has an Erva relationship to marry the other Yivama. Now, our Mishnah continued with, if there's an Isur of Isur Mitzvah or Isur Kedusha, where it says, Hanami Tanina, that we also have back in the Mishnah on Daf Chof as well, that when there's an Isur Mitzvah or an Isur Kedusha, then you have to perform Chalitza and not Yibum. So the Gemara says, so what do I need it over here for? If I have it over there saying Isur Mitzvah, Isur Kedusha, Choletze Velo Mitya Bemet. Where it says, Hotom Isur Mitzvah Lechuda. Over there, it's talking about a situation in which all that there is here, there's one Yabam, one Yavama, And that Yevama is asur to him either because she's asur because of Shniot Arayot Dirabanan, or because of an Isur Lav in the Torah. So that's why over there I say he has to perform Chalitza, not Yibum. But Hocha, Isur Mitzvah, Ve'achuta. Over here you have two factors going on. You have the Isur Mitzvah, but you also have an issue of Achot Zukukato. So Sakadat Kamina, Lekim Usur Mitzvah, B'makom Isur Erva. So in this instance, let us say that Isur Mitzvah functions just like an Isur Erva. Vititya Beim, and therefore you should be able to go through with the Yibum. Kamash Balon, that we don't say that. We don't say that Isur Kedusha has the same status as Isur Erva, and he can perform Yibum with the other woman. Where it says, I don't understand. Vititya Beim, how could you ask him to perform Yibum? Kevim Midoraito, Ram Yokamei, Kapaga Bachot Zukukato. But isn't that the whole problem here? Mina Torah, both of these women are Ru'ayot lo. Either because it's only an Isur Derabanan, or even if it's an Isur Doraita, but it's only an Isur Lav, there you really are permitted to perform Yibum. It's only because we have a Gzerah. Atu be a Shnia that we don't allow you to perform that Yibum. So, Midoraita, they are fully good Yivamot, and therefore, if they're both fully good Yivamot, then you have a problem of Achot Zukukato. Yes, that's Derabanan. But that still exists over here, so why would you let him perform Yibum? So Gemara says, Sakadat Chamina Mishum Mitzvah Avod Rabbanon. We would have thought maybe because of the mitzvah of Yibum, in this instance, the Rabbanon would have suspended their Isur of Achot Zukukato. In order to facilitate the ability for the person to perform Yibum in this case, they would have suspended that Isur de Rabbanan of Achot Zukukato and let him marry the other woman, since you already have an Isur Kedusha here, which is blocking him for sure from performing Yibum with the first woman. And even though that's not sufficient, but if together with the fact that we suspend the Achot Zukukato in this case, we'll let you perform Yibum with the other woman. Mashvalon, that we don't say that in this instance, and therefore the Isur Kedusha and the Isur Mitzvah over here are just like they were in the first perek. In the first perek, when they were talking about them, when they were all alone, over there you have to perform Chalitza and no Yibum. So too over here, when they're two, there's two sisters here, and one of them has a relationship to the Yabam, where it's an Isur Kedusha or an Isur Mitzvah, where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and pass away, and Levi has a relationship of Isur Kedusha or Isur Mitzvah with Rachel. So in that instance, they still have to perform Chalitza and no Yibum. We don't say just because there's an Isur Kedusha or Isur Mitzvah here, it looks like Erva, even though it doesn't make sense, because Midoraita, there is no Erva. Nevertheless, we would have thought maybe, together with the fact that there's a mitzvah of Yibum here, the Chachamim would have suspended the restriction of Achot Zukukato in this instance, and allowed Levi to marry Leah, who he does not have any problem with. He has no Isur Kedusha, no Isur Mitzvah with. Along comes the Gemara and says, Kamash Lam, we do not say that, and that's why we need this second instance of describing as Isur Mitzvah and Isur Kedusha. The first case in Dov Chof, that was just talking about a plane where there's one Yabam, one Yevama. Over here we're talking about two Yevamim and two Yevamot, and there we had a Havamina to suggest that maybe the din should be different, Kamash Malan, that it's not different. So, Haita Achat Mehen, if one of them was an Erva to one, and one was an Erva to the other. Kamar says, Hatul Amali, what do I need that for? Hainuhach, it's the same as the earlier case in the Mishnah. Mali Lachad, Mali Litrei. Why does it make a difference if, in the case where Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, that are sisters and pass away without children, that Levi has a relationship of Ervat to Rachel, and Yehuda has a relationship of Ervat to Leah. So therefore, Yehuda can perform either Yibum or Chalitza with Rachel, and Levi can perform either Yibum or Chalitza with Leah. But why is that different than we have only one of the parties that's related? And in that case, we said the same option applies. So Gemara says, Tricha, de'i ashminon hota mishum dika sheni de mukach. Over there, in that other case, where only one of the two, Levi had a relationship of Isur Erva to one of the women, but Yehuda had no relationship to either woman, and therefore he was Achot Zukukato with Rachel and Leah, and he can't perform Yibum with either of them. So since over there it's Muchach that there is still an Isur of Achot Zukukato because he is precluded from performing Yibum, but Ahacha, in our case over here, where both Yivamim, meaning both Levi and Yehuda, have a relationship, one with Rachel, one with Leah, and then we're going to allow each one of them to form Yibum with the other woman, then the Legusheni de Kamukach. So maybe in that case where there's nobody left over to show that there's Nisr Vachot Zukukato, Emelo, we would not allow you to perform Yibum in that case. So that's the Kamash Malan that we do. if you only told me the case where both of them are each one related to one of the sisters, then I would have thought, Adarabba, Tarvayu Muchuche Ahadodi. Each one of them sheds light on the other situation. Since each one of them can only perform Ibum or Chalitza with one of the two women, it's obvious over here that the only reason we're letting this go through is because one has an Ervan, the other one is Muteret. One has an Ervan, the other one's Muteret. And that's obvious from the fact that they both are acting in the same way. They only are dealing with one woman each. Aval Idach, in our case, where one of the brothers, Levi, is related to Rachel, but Yehuda has no relationship to Rachel or Leah, lo, maybe I would not say that because we have no evidence from Yehuda's story as to why Levi is performing Yibum over here. It's only Levi, and it's only about Levi. We don't have Yehuda to reinforce that. So maybe I would have said in that instance, Levi should not perform Yibum. Tzricha, and that's why I need both parts of the Mishnah to tell me this information. That in both instances, we do allow the Yibum to go through. In an instance where only one of the two brothers that are performing the Yibum over here has a relationship of Yisur Erva to one of the Yivamot. And in an instance where they both have a relationship of Yisur Erva to one of the Yivamot, each one to the other. In both of those cases, we're going to say those that have that relationship of Yisur Erva may perform Yibum with the other woman. And we don't worry about either getting mixed up by the fact that only one of them is doing it, not both of them. And we also don't worry about the fact that when both of them do it, people are going to forget the mitzvah chod zukukato and think that it's totally muteret. We don't worry about either of those issues, and we say, go ahead and form Yibum with a woman that he is not related to, be'isur erva. So Mary says, Zohi she'amru. So this is whom about we said. And that's the final line of the Mishnah, which says that Zohi she'amru achuta she'yivimta o choletzet o mityabemet. In a case where they have achuta, meaning that the two women that fall as yivamot are sisters, but the two yivamim, Levi and Yehuda, each one of them is related by Isra Erva to one of the two women. Therefore, the one that they're not related to by Isra Erva, they can perform Yibum with. This is similar to what we saw on Daf Tet with V'chein Tani Rabbi Chia, and how the Gemara is going to go over that again, because this is where this main sugya is found. So Gemara says, Zoe lemute mai, lemute Easter mitzvah lezev, Easter mitzvah lezev. That comes to exclude a case where each one of them has a relationship. For instance, Levi has a relationship with Rachel, which is only either a shniot midrabanan, or is only an Easter lav min Torah. The same is true for Yehuda vis-a-vis Leah. He has either a relationship of shniot derabanan, or a problem of Easter lav min Torah. So then I would have said there, they cannot marry each other with a woman because they, midoraita, are still considered achot zukukato. Where it says, hatul amalui. What do I need that again? Hainu hach. We already had two cases of that already. We had the case back on Daf Chof that talked about just plain case, one yabam, one yivama. Then we had the case where we dealt with, where there was an Easter mitzvah, an Easter kedusha with one of the two brothers. So now what are you going to tell me when they're, both of them have it, it's still the same din? It's a third time you tell me the same din. So my says, mali chad, mali trei. Why does it make a difference if only one of them has that relationship or both of them have that relationship? My says, maudutema, kilo amrinan uki isur mitzvah b'makom isur erva. When do I say that isur mitzvah doesn't stand up to become of the same power as an isur erva? Hechad ikan migzar mishum sheni. In a case, we have to worry about the other party. We have to worry about the other brother. In a case where both of them have this relationship, so I don't have to worry about the other one. We'll say that each one of them, their relationship of Easter mitzvah will be just like an Easter erva, and will allow him to marry the other sister. Basically, we'll waive achotzukukato in this instance. So the high ukimna Easter mitzvah makom Easter erva, and so to the other brother, we'll say that his Easter mitzvah is the equivalent of an Easter erva, and he'll be able to marry the other sister. And therefore, they're allowed to perform Yibum over here, Kamash Malan, that we don't allow it, even when both of them have that same relationship, and we could have tagged both of them as being the equivalent of an Easter Erva, and therefore Levi, who has an Easter Kedusha relationship, Easter Mitzvah relationship with Rachel, could go ahead and perform Yibum with Leah, and Yehuda, who has an Easter Mitzvah relationship with Leah, can go ahead and perform Yibum with Rachel. That's what we would have thought. Kamash Vilan, that we don't allow it to go through, even though both of them are going to be treated the same way. We don't have to be afraid of treating one like that and the other one will get mixed up. But nevertheless, we don't say that because we don't classify Yisur Mitzvah as the same level as an Yisur Ervan. That's the Kamash Vilan out of the Diuk over here that tells us this information that Zuhi, the Mutei Mai, comes to the Mutei, that case, where both brothers have a similar relationship with one of the two women. Samar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, V'chein Tani Rabbi Chiya. This is again from back on Daf Tet, which is, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, this is what Rabbi Chiya says, Bikulan. Kulan over here means the 15 arayot that are found in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Ani Koreh Behen, I can come up with a scenario, that Harzur Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, that this woman who is Asur to one of the brothers, is Muteret to the other brother. V'achuta K'shimta. And the two women are sisters. Ocholetzit O Mityabemet. In that instance, Ocholetzit O Mityabemet, he can choose what he wants to do with this woman, either perform Yibum or Chalitza. Since one of them is Asurah to him, then the other one is available. So the basic premise of what Rabbi Chiya says is I can come up with a case for all 15 of the Arayot in the first Mishnah in which two women are sisters. The two women are married to Reuven and Shimon. They are sisters. But then when they fall to Levi and Yehuda, Levi has an Isur Erva relationship with Rachel and Yehuda has an Isur Erva relationship with Leah, and therefore Levi can marry Leah or perform Yibum with Leah, and Yehuda can perform Yibum with Rachel. So I can come up with a scenario like that where there are two sisters, and each one of them will be Asur B'Isur Erva, either to Levi or Yehuda, meaning that Levi will have that relationship with Rachel, and Yehuda will have that relationship with Leah. And I can come up with it for every scenario in that Mishnah, whether it's Chamuto, Eim Chamuto, Eim Chamiv, all those things that are mentioned. In the Mishnah, I can come up with scenarios like that, and that's what we did back on Daf Tet, to come up with that large Rashi with all the scenarios that we had over there. Rabbi Yehuda mitargem mechamoto veelech. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Chiya's statement is only made from chamoto and onwards, which means the first six of the arayot that are mentioned in the Mishnah don't have this phenomenon. Only from chamoto and onward in the Mishnah, from the seventh and onward in the Mishnah, is that the case. Havashite bavadere shalom. But the first six arayot, we will not say it like that. My time. What's the reason for that? The only way we can come up this scenario of Rabbi Chiya by Bito is if it's a case of anusin, in a case where there was some sort of form of rape that was involved here and it wasn't done through nisuin, through a marriage relationship. We can't find it with a marriage relationship. Rabbi Chiya's statement is only said with regards to marriages that involve nisuim, not with children that are produced through out-of-wedlock relationships. So again, it's just to remind you, Bitomi Anusato is in a scenario where you have Yaakov has four sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. One of the sons, Reuven, goes ahead and is Me'anes Timna, and through that relationship is born Rachel. Then Shimon, his brother, is also Me'anes Timna, and through that relationship they have Leah. The reason that it has to be through Onsin is because if Reuven is married to Timna, there's no way that Shimon could ever marry Timna because that's Eshet Achiv, who has a child. And therefore it'd be precluded. It's an Isur Erva to him. So the only way that both Reuven and Shimon can have children through the same woman is if it's a case of Onus. And therefore Rachel and Leah are born out of these relationships. They are sisters through their common mother, Timna. Then Levi goes ahead and marries Rachel, his niece. And Yehuda goes ahead and marries Leah, his niece. Then Levi and Yehuda pass away without having any children. And now they're dropped in front of Reuven and Shimon to perform Yibum. Now as far as Shimon is concerned, Shimon can perform Yibum with Rachel, who's also his niece. But he cannot perform Yibum with his daughter, Leah. Whereas Reuven can go ahead and perform Yibum with Leah, who is his niece, meaning Shimon's daughter. But he cannot perform Yibum with Rachel, who is his daughter. So here's that case that Rabbi Chiya is looking for. But you see that the case is created by Reuven and Shimon being Me'anes Timna. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Chein Tani de Rabbi Chiya is not talking about cases of Anusa, they're only talking about cases of Nisu'ah. And for that same reason, that's why Shimon's not Asur in Rachel, who is his stepdaughter, because he's now together with Timna. Is because he's not married to her. There was no nisuin relationship there. And therefore their nieces, who are their stepdaughters as well, are not precluded from them because there was no marriage relationship over here. Now truthfully, that's only true. The case of Anusato is only true with the first case in the Mishnah of Bito. From Bito and onward, we can come up with scenarios, whether it's Bat Bina, Bat Bita, or Bat Bino, Bat Bito. In those scenarios, we can come up with situations of nisuin. And we do not need to use the case of Anusat. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, once he dropped out Bito from the scenario because it was Bito me Anusato, he dropped out that whole section dealing with Bat. That's how we describe the order of the Mishnah over there. It starts out with Bito, and then it talks about anything to do with Bito, which is Bat Bino, Bat Bita, Bat Bino, Bat Bito, and Bat Ishto. All those are dropped out according to Rabbi Yehuda because of the problem of Bito, and that's why we dropped out those first six examples in the first Mishnah. Abaye mitargim af Bito manusato. Abaye says, no, Rabbi Chiya spoke about all the 15 cases in our Mishnah. Because we can come up with a scenario like that, whether it comes through onsin, or whether it comes to nisuin, whether it comes through marriage, or these out-of-wedlock problematic relationships, either way we can find a manifestation of the statement of Rabbi Chiya in those cases of the Mishnah, therefore I'll count all of them. But the one exception is of Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, lo. By the case of Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, there Rabbi Chiya did not say it about that case. Why? That only works according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita, but Alibi Durabonon lo Mishkachala, but by the Rabbonon we do not find that case, but Plukto lo Kamairi, that's what we said back on Daf Tav when we were discussing this, as one of the possible answers as to why Imo and Usat Aviv is not mentioned in the Mishnah, is because that's a case of Machloket, and the Mishnah is not dealing with Machloket. And here's the case, Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo is a case of Machloket between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And if you remember there, that has to do with the nature of Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo. The Chachamim say that Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, once that happens at any point in time, she remains completely asur to him. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, if in the period of time before the brother was born, another one of the brothers performs Yibum with the first brother who passed away's wife, then in that instance, when this new brother is born, he's only met this woman as the wife of the second brother. And therefore, she is not Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, because whatever came from the original marriage is gone at this point in time. We focus on the second marriage. So since that's the case, only according to Rabbi Shimon can it work. It cannot work according to the Chachamim. Rav Safra Matargim of Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo. And Rav Safra says all 15 cases, including Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, Umishkachala B'Shita Achei, and it works in a case of six brothers, V'alibid Rabbi Shimon. And it works according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Okay, fine, it's a machloket, but it does work in Rabbi Shimon Shita, and that's how we'll explain it. The Siman Eich. And the way to remember this is, mate nolad v'yibim, mate nolad v'yibim. So again, let's look at this carefully. Yaakov has six sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Lavan has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Now, Rachel gets married to Reuven, and Shimon is married to Leah. Then, Reuven passes away. That's the first mate. Reuven passes away, and now his wife, Rachel, is available for Yibum. But before anybody acts over here, then Yisachar is born. Yisachar is born in that time period while Rachel is waiting for Yibum to be performed with her. Then Levi performs Yibum with Rachel. And then after that, Shimon passes away. So that's the first scenario where we had mate, Reuven died. Nolad, Yisachar is born. Vibeim, and Levi performs Yibum with Rachel. Then again, we have the same cycle again. Shimon, mate, is Shimon dies. Nolad, at that point in time, Zvulun is born, and then Vibeim. And at that point in time, Yehuda takes Leah, he performs Yibum with Leah. So in that case, we have a case like the scenario in which Rabbi Chiya describes. Here, you have two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and we have a case where if when Levi and Yehuda pass away without children, Yisachar and Zvulun will be faced with performing Yibum with Leah and Rachel. But each one of them has a problem with one of these two women. And that is, Zvulun will be allowed to marry Rachel, because at the point that Zvulun was born, Rachel was already the wife of Levi. Yes, she had once been the wife of Reuven, but it's no longer relevant to us because Reuven's not around. As far as Zvulun is concerned, as long as he's been alive, she's been the wife of Levi. And therefore, it's not Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, and he can perform Yibum with Rachel if Levi passes away. What he won't be able to do is perform Yibum with Leah, because Zvulun was born while Leah was still awaiting Yibum after she had been the wife of Shimon, before she's the wife of Yudah. And therefore, that is considered, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, because he bumped into her while she still had a connection to the original husband. On the other hand, Yisachar will not be able to perform Yibum with Rachel because of the same problem. Yisachar was born after Rachel was already available for Yibum, after Reuven had passed away, but before Levi performed Yibum with her. So as far as Rachel is concerned, that's Eishet Achiv Shelo Yah Ba'olamo, and Yisachar cannot perform Yibum with her. But with Leah, where he was alive for her entire stay. He was alive before Shimon died. And then Shimon passed away without children, and Leah was mitabeim with Yehuda. In that instance, he was alive for both brothers' marriages to this woman, and it's not considered to be Eshet Achish Leah Balamo, and he can perform Yibum with this Leah. And here is the scenario that the Gemara describes, what I just described to you, which is Reuben and Shimon nisuin shtei achayot. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Levi and Yehuda nisuin shtei nachriot. Here, Yehuda and Levi are married to other women that have nothing to do with the original two women. It'll turn out later on that they also are sisters, but they're not related to Rachel and Leah. Mate Reuven, which we described here, then Nolad Yisachar, Yisachar is born. Vi Beim Levi, and then Levi forms Yibom with Reuven's wife. Mate Shimon, then Shimon passes away. Nolad Zvulun, and Zvulun is born. Vi Beim Yehuda, and then Yehuda performs Yibom with Shimon's wife. Then Mate to Levi Yehuda, Levi Yehuda at that point passed away. Below Banim, without any children. Penaflulu, kamei Yisachar v'zvulun. And now they fall to Yisachar v'zvulun. Hasur lazeh, mutaret lazeh, hasur lazeh, mutaret lazeh. Rachel, who is mutaret to zvulun, is asurah to Yisachar. And Leah, who is mutaret to Yisachar, is asurah to zvulun. Vachota, shivimta. And in this case, we're talking about two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So we have a scenario that fits Rabbi Chiya's description. But it'll only be according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that a Eshet Achiv Shelo Be'Olamo can be taken away once this woman is married to the new brother, and the brother that was born later only knew or only came into the world while the woman was married to the second of the brothers. Mar says, wait a minute. Lamale Yibeim Yehuda. Why do I need Yehuda in this picture at all? Belo Yibeim Yehuda, Nami Mishkachala. Even without Yehuda in the picture, we could have come up with this scenario, and that is because even without Yehuda performing Yibum with Leah, Yisachar was already born before Shimon passed away. Since Yisachar was born before Shimon passed away, he could even perform Yibum with Leah directly from Shimon. He doesn't need Yehuda as an intermediary over there in order to be mitaher her for him to perform Yibum with her. So the Gemara says, I can find this case, I can set up this case with five brothers. I don't actually need six brothers, because Yehuda is not necessary in this case at all. Where it says, Mishum Tzara. No, because what Rabbi Chiya says is this is true in the cases in the Mishnah, all the 15 cases, including the cases of Tzara and Tzarat Tzarata, which I mentioned that first Mishnah. So Mishum Tzara is because, as we said before, Levi and Yehuda were also married to women prior to the performing Yibum with Rachel and Leah. So Levi and Yehuda have wives, they happen to be sisters as well, that have no relationship to Rachel and Leah. So when they perform Yibum, Levi has Rachel, who is Reuven's wife, but he also has another wife, the co-wife to Rachel. And Yehuda also had a wife before him. So when he performs Yibum with Leah, he also has a co-wife to Leah. Then when Levi and Yehuda pass away, not only is Leah problematic for Zvulun, but the co-wife of Leah is also problematic for Zvulun. And not only is Rachel problematic for Yisachar, so too is the co-wife of Rachel problematic for Yisachar. That's the case of Tzara. Where it says, Hatinach Tzara. That's okay to explain a case of co-wives. Tzara, the Tzara. The co-wives are the co-wives. Michael and Amar. How do you come up with a scenario like that of a Eshet Achiv Shelo Be'Olamo? Where it says, Gagol in the heart of Yibinu, Nami Gad Vasher. That's not a problem. If you have actually eight brothers instead of six brothers, we can come up with a scenario like that, because in the interim, before they fall before Yisachar and Zvulun, they actually have two other brothers, Gad and Asher, who performed Yibum with the wives of Levi and Yehuda, but they didn't perform Yibum with Rachel and Leah. They only performed Yibum with the co-wives of Yehuda and Levi. So the co-wife of Rachel is now married to Gad, and the co-wife of Leah is now married to Asher. But Gad and Asher already had existing wives. Then Gad and Asher passed away, and the co-wives to the co-wives now fall before Yisachar and Zvulun. And you can see that on page 6 of the charts that I distributed, that Yiskah is going to perform Yibum with Zvulun, and she's the co-wife to Noah, who was the co-wife to Rachel. But Zvulun cannot perform Yibum with Chana, who is the co-wife to Machla, who was the co-wife to Leah, because she is Eshet Achiv Shaloya Be'Olamo, vis-a-vis Yehuda, for Zvulun. And Yisachar will be able to perform Yibum with Chana, the co-wife of Machla, who is the co-wife of Leah, but he will not be able to perform Yibum with Yiskah, who is the co-wife of Noah, who is the co-wife of Rachel, because vis-a-vis Levi, Rachel is Eshet Achiv Shelo Hayah Lo Balamo for Yisachar. So just like the original women were Asurot to them, and the Tzarot, the co-wives were Asurot to them, so too the co-wives of the co-wives are also Asurot to Yisachar and Zvulun. And that's why we had to have Yehuda in the case over here, because that facilitates our ability to come up with the case of Tzara, and Tzara Tzarata, which will fit this description of Rabbi Chiya. We're talking about two sisters. And it's a case where Azur Lazem, Muteret Lazem, Azur Lazem, Muteret Lazem. Okay, we'll stop over here before the Mishnah at the bottom of Chavchet Amud Bet.